Good afternoon. What I'm going to try and tell you is what we think the Commission wants, and probably more importantly, what we want and the users want, and to look at how we are going to get there. I'm going to do that in as short as possible time. The EU vision, as Britta pointed out, is access, digitisation and preservation. From my point of view, and the bit that I'm going to concentrate on in this talk, it's access, because that's where the European Library sits and to a very large degree where I think Mikhail sits. And the idea is to create access across museums, archives, libraries initially, and then other data or audio visual repositories in the cultural heritage arena. And we have already, between us, made some headway in this. To put it another way, in the latest press release from the Council of the European Union, they underlined the need to build on work that has already been completed, i.e. work such as the European Library and the work within Mikhail and Mikhail Plus, so that we don't reinvent the wheel. We build on what we already have, but continue to be open to new ideas and new ways of doing things. So really not saying that we have got it right now, but looking to the future and how we're going to get it even more right in the future. This is, therefore, what we currently have. I'll turn the pages at the same time, it's difficult. I need two hands. So this is the European Library. It's a very simple interface. It was, as Britta has pointed out, a collaborative enterprise across the national libraries of Europe. It actually accesses items at the collection, at the item level, so it will go into the collections in the libraries, and you can do a search, such as this one, on freedom posters, and come up with a poster which is held actually in the Portuguese National Library, but on Italy defending freedom and art. Equally, and I'm sorry for the poor quality of this slide, I took it from another presentation. Mikhail are working on the museums and archives, so the other areas in the cultural heritage sector, in the aim of bringing all of this together into some form of European digital library in the future. So what we would like to end up is something more in the region of this. Now this, I think, won't work, but we'll try. No? Can you hear it? So we really want to cover things like sound, video, as well as the stuff that we are currently accessing. This is actually the Rossini's William Tell Overture. I try and choose my pieces according to the country, but you can't hear it quite so well. But it's very... The idea is that you'll wake up after lunch. I don't know, it's not working because it's not loud enough, but never mind. And the need is to do it in this kind of timescale. This is what has been announced by Vivian Redding, and the kind of volumes that we would like to get to. Now, between us, the people here, I'm sure we've got a very good idea of whether we can achieve this or not. Both in terms of the amount that's digitised and the time scales. But to give you an idea of where we are now, the current state of play in the European Library is that we have free cross-border multilingual access to the digital and non-digital items of 23 of the 47 CNL libraries. Under EGL project, we add another 9. We use the protocols which are in situ, so things like OAI, or particularly, as far as the libraries are concerned, the use of Z3950 protocols. And this has been good because it's meant that we've got the service up and running very quickly, but it's not what the users want. The users really do want to be able to rank and sort the results, and that's very, very difficult to do when you have a portal searching at item level the information. So we have moves in order to improve this and make it better in the future. We do impose language, metadata, and collection description standards for interoperability, and to date they have worked pretty well. We use a very inexpensive client-side architecture. We have nearly 2 million digitized items and millions of digitized records. One of the problems has been that libraries' digitized material has very much been in their catalogues and their bibliographies. And again, as a user, you don't really just want to get to the reference, you want to get to the real item, which is why all of this is in conjunction with the digitization and preservation programs. And 2 million digitized items is a real drop in the ocean of the holdings of the national libraries. It's going to take us a long while to get to where most of the users seem to think we are in the first place, that every single item in all the national libraries is actually digitized and accessible. But we're moving in the right direction. And we market to the universities, research institutes, libraries, governments, learning societies, and schools. So very similar, I think, in many ways to what is happening in Mikhail at the moment. Now, the whole idea is to give access, and we need to move what we've currently got and what is currently in Mikhail into a real European digital library. So last March, in order to give us an idea of the kind of things that we needed to achieve, we wrote a project brief. We looked at the funding at our disposal, and it's not in quite the way I'd like to have it, as I think I've pointed out now several times. But we can move along and we can probably use what is there in order to create project proposals and to end up with a European Digital Library Office. It means that there is a pot of gold. The way of moving forward is in projects, two of which Britta has told you about, Tell Me More, an EDL project, and two more which we have in proposal, Tel Plus and EDLNet, and I will come to those. EDL project started in September. It aims to bring in the 9 other EU and EFTA libraries. It also, which are these ones, it also looks at creating a European metadata registry, so a place where we can hold all of the schemas and look at creating some interoperability between them, so between museums, archives, etc. We are looking at the use of log file analysis, so looking at what users are actually doing on our sites and using that to determine user need. It extends the multilingual capability of the network. One of the things that we did under the Tell Me More project was to launch research projects in a few multilingual areas, and the idea is to make them go beyond research into prototypes and try them out on the unsuspecting public. So really to be able to start the process of searching in one language to retrieve in another. It promotes OAI. This is because not that we think that OAI is the best protocol out there, but it's the easiest way of getting a level of interoperability and being able to harvest information into a central index, which we can then do things like rank and sort upon. So this is really harvesting item level information. And it starts the process of developing a European digital library. And I think this, we had a kickoff meeting in September, but more importantly, in Vienna last week, we had a meeting across the projects of eContent Plus, which are not all mentioned here, but the aim of that workshop was to see where the interoperability issues are, whether we could bring them into a European digital library, and it was very positive. I think it's much easier to do because they are new, they don't have a whole history of data or legacy systems invested, they're not trying to bring together EAD and Dublin Core, etc., etc. They could take what we were proposing or what Michael are proposing and adapt it into their systems. So it is much easier for them, but the willingness was there and they didn't find it difficult to use, in our case, the TEL application profile. We, in addition to that, have these two other proposals. The first is a proposal that aims to improve what we currently have in the European Library, which means that we want to OCR previously digitized material, i.e. make it searchable and retrievable. We're pushing again OAI and trying to get the libraries into OAI compliance. At the moment, I think something like 40 of our 232 collections are OAI compliant, so we've got a long way to go. And it's not easy. I mean, if you're the British Library and you've invested in Z3950 for all of your items over many years, to then switch into OAI compliance takes time. So it's, again, trying to make more content more readily available, more available as the users want it. The aim is also to improve accessibility. So we're looking at full text indexing, automatic mapping between multilingual subject indexes to speed up the processes, particularly in the cultural heritage area. And it creates things like a generic module for web services so that we can integrate other services such as annotation and thesauri easily. And we continue on the goal of doing what the users want and delivering what the users want in the way that the users want it. So we have a package on user personalization, and it aims to add, just as an extra, Bulgaria and Romania, the candidate countries, into the European Library. Yeah. This is the one that is probably more relevant to the audience here. The aim is to create a thematic network that looks at the big issues of human and political interoperability, so the governance, organisational structure, a roadmap, and an eventual business model. And this is really important for Michael and the European Library and other organisations to work together. We need to come up with something that is fair, something that is going to work for all of us, and that we want to buy into. And at the same time, to develop the prototypes for what it is that the real eventual European Digital Library should look like, and always taking into account the users for usability. And it is in this area, the human and political interoperability area, and the whole of the EDLNet proposal, that we hope to work very closely with Michael to make it happen. So I think it's very much about working collaboratively. We have the two current here today and many others, such as the Research Libraries Network, and then really the ability to add in all of the other component parts over a period of time so that we end up in the middle of all of it, creating out of maybe chaos, but all of people's initiatives, a European Digital Library. So To me, there is light at the end of the tunnel. I hope we can together make that happen. Thank you.